Me. Okay. Okay, so we're going to be doing some collective reporting out now. And I think probably a lot of you have been on retreat, so you know the drill. How we do it is that basically one person from each group will just share things that came from the group. Not people's personal reporting in, but things that were the themes or maybe some of the things people will be taking away from the retreat. So would whoever's the person from group one like to start us off?
Hi everyone, good afternoon. We are our kind of thoughts kind of fall into two areas, and that's the first is just kind of general appreciation for yourself, Bodhilila and Paramananda, and the kind of running of the retreat, and then the other are some of the themes that kind of came up. So maybe just to start with, we just thought that you all fed off of each other so well. And in keeping with this sense of like the breath being the thread of life, it was really interesting to hear bits and pieces come through every talk. It was this constant thread, and to reflect on the breath as a thread, and then to kind of hear bits and pieces threaded through was really, really great. There was a lot of appreciation for the tech of the retreat. So, one that a lot of us have missed and haven't been able to attend everything. And so, there was one person who shared that they listened to the recording and they said, Paramananda, it felt like dialoguing with an old friend and just having you in the ear, and it really touched the rest of their day. And so, just really, really well organized when it comes to the kind of website. But then also the general Zoom, there was just a lot of appreciation that people can come from everywhere and connect in, that this has just in some ways connected us in a way as a Sangha that wasn't in some ways additionally possible than it kind of being in person. And so as much as possible, not sure what the kind of things will look like in the future, but where we can offer Zoom in the future, I think, our team would really, really appreciate it. And then the other bit was just some of the themes that we were impacted by. This sense of the breath as participating, this kind of vehicle of participating in the world, of being able to come into relationship with ourselves, with others, with the world through it. The one of the things that I know we talked about it a couple of times within our group, but this notion that it's not the thing itself, but our relationship to the thing. I think that's one of the things that we'll really take away from the retreat. And then this sense of no self through the breath, that this reflection that our body as an ecosystem, and that it never really was our body, that it's not our body, that it plays host to a multitude of living beings. And and then just appreciation for the breath itself. It even talks about the stress relief. Even though we know in some sense that the breath can be a stress relief, to hear that that is one way that we can leverage it is reaffirming. I think that's quite a bit, but yeah, just a lot of appreciation. We were taking quite a lot from it. Thank you very much, Bodhilila and Paramananda, and Pranita for facilitating as well.
So let's just pause for a moment, take that in. And when you're ready, whoever's sharing from group two, just unmute yourself and get
That
going.
would be me, Bodhilila. It's hard to get all this in really for what's happening this week, but we'll do a sort of summary of that, like as so much as. There has been difficult times for some of us, like ups and downs. Some in difficult parts of the world dealing with some real world issues, like, you know. But all of us, including them, have found solace in this, like, you know, this little group that we have here together. There's been reflections on life. There's been changes in mental states, but everyone's feeling the meta, I think. The sangha, the friendship, the peace. There's been an opening of the heart throughout the week, a connection with the breath and the heart. Everyone's noticed the distractions and the poisons, the lashkas. But everyone's also felt that there's a stillness here. The mind and the body have been at war with each other, but we've managed to get through it and notice that. There was a deep love for the Sevenfold Puja yesterday, and that brought about a lot of positive energy. One said this is one of the best retreats that they've ever done. There's been a sort of duel with the pleasure and the pain, but people have noticed that, like, and just stayed with it and let it go. There's been a lot of positive states that have come out of this. And it's been a really special group, not just our little sangha, but the whole group. There's been a lot of absorbedness, a lot of stillness, embodiedness, holding thoughts lightly, and a deep sense of the releasing the body. And then the mind follows. There's been a sense of pleasure. That's meaningful pleasure, not the hedonistic kind. But the pleasure, even when there's uncomfortable thoughts, uncomfortable feelings, that's been inside them. And the Sangha jewel has been present this week. And we'd also like to thank Bodhilila, Paramandana and Pranganita and everyone here for making this a really fantastic and life-affirming retreat. Thank you.
So let's just take that in for a moment. And when you're ready, someone from group three.
So in group three, we bathed in the enthusiasm of Catherine for everything about this retreat, and in Velasani's appreciation of the wonderfulness of every single person on the retreat and all people, and how much everybody has to offer, and how much she's enjoyed and appreciated that. And there was huge appreciation for Bodhilila and Paramananda and Pranyanita, and thinking that Bodhilila and Paramananda are kind of a dream team, that they really complement each other and offer so much, and that they talk from their experience, and that just kind of shines through. And one person's real appreciation of hearing Paramananda talk about his meditation experience, and wishing that we could have 12 people each going around saying what was happening in their meditation. And there was appreciation of the poetry, and people said that they were feeling grounded and calmer. And then there was some creativity, someone meditating and then painting, and then meditating and painting, and how much she loves being on Zoom because she's able to be on retreat and be able to be with all her own things and express herself creatively at the same time. And I think just general huge appreciation of the groups, real appreciation of being in the same group and people sharing and sharing so openly, and that experience of Sangha. And I think that's it. But if I've left anything out, someone could step in. Yeah.
Okay, so someone from group four, which I think is the final group.
So that will be me. You know, and really, I suppose strongly coming out from everybody is enjoyment and appreciation and gratitude on so many levels, really. For the rituals and chanting, for the group, enjoying the team and appreciating the team of Bodhi, Leela, Pranyanita and Paramananda, and seeing Bodhi, Leela and Paramananda really complementing one another. And a lot of reference to grounding, you know, the sense that this retreat has an enabled a grounding to take place and to become calmer. And some of the things that people are going to be taking away with them is taking the breath seriously, a spacious heart. And the breath is unifying and connecting us to the world and bringing us together. Oh yeah, and that was another thing that came up a lot was connection and connecting, and a connectedness. And a faith in the three jewels, taking that away. There was a little bit of, you know, some uncomfortable stuff. There were, you know, the helplessness towards what's going off in India, particularly, and the sadness, you know, that we're ending, you know, we're coming to an end, and a sense of loss, because we've been connecting in our smaller groups and really appreciating that, the continuity of the same people coming day after day, but also the larger group. Yeah, a lot of gratitude and appreciation. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you everybody who's reported back from the groups just now. And I'm aware that not everybody was in the group, so if anybody else would like to just share anything, do feel free to unmute yourself and do that.
Yeah, I'd like to say something. It's Vimala Chitta. I just feel so much gratitude really to you both, how much you've given on this retreat, and to Pranyanita and her wonderful sort of care, and the resources page, which is extraordinary, because I don't normally look at resource pages, but I did on this one to get the poems and things, and I just thought how beautifully put together it was, and how just what feeling of generosity there is on the retreat. And oh gosh, there's so much I could say. I think I really had that sense when I was out for a walk yesterday of that coming home to yourself that I think Paramahana mentioned right at the beginning, and how coming home to myself is coming home to the world. You know, they're not sort of separate. And there's been such a sense of that, you know, that, connection and love, really. You know, I just feel there's been a lot of love on this retreat expressed and in a very real way, you know, not about being high or, you know, overblown or whatever, just something very, very real. So, yeah, I just so appreciate it. And I'm sorry it's over, but I'm glad I've been here. So thank you.
Thank you, Viminichitta, and it's been lovely having you here. Okay, well, if that's everyone, I would like to do some thank yous. Some thank yous to people behind the scenes. So, we've had, if people didn't know about the retreat, nobody would have come, so there would have been no retreat. So a big thank you to Sophie, who does our newsletter and posts things on the website and social media, and basically is doing our publicity alongside lots of other stuff. And Viminichitta and lots of other people have expressed appreciation for the resources page, which is Pasquale, who years ago used to work from the centre, but he's just so generous in that he's been creating these retreat websites for us, even though he was working during the time that he was doing it. With such generosity and such good-heartedness. And I think a lot of other people would just say no. And also because he's been doing it for every single retreat that we've done over the last year, which is almost like once a month, you know, some of them weekends, some of them weeks, but he's been creating these pages for us. So big thank you to Pasquale. So Hernando, who's part of the team, who sorts out all the sort of financial stuff again and how we do all things, which again helps us to keep going. And a very big thank you to Pranjanita. So you've seen Pranjanita as the sort of retreat organizer, but she's also at the center manager and does a lot of teaching for us. But in terms of her center manager role, she sort of sets up all these things and all the stuff that I wouldn't have a clue about, like how you set up all the sessions on Zoom and do things on, you know, sending out all the things and does all the looking at the emails and answering people and sorting things out. So. Again, without Pranjanita, there would be no retreat, or it would be a very chaotic and less held retreat. And it makes such a difference knowing you've got somebody like that. And also because we've worked together as a team now, the three of us, on all of these week-long meditation retreats, which I think this is the fifth one now. So we now have a real sort of sense of just knowing how to work together. And it's felt really easy and really lovely. And didn't even think to worry about anything at all organisation, or just totally confident that Pranjanita would be on the case. And very big thank you to Paramananda. I feel that I've gone a lot deeper in my practice and I've been reflecting on lots of things that I'd never even thought about as a result of the great talks he's given. And just the way he set us up, even in that very first evening with like 108 Amitabha mantras and then that great meditation he led. I think for me, that took me really deep, really quickly. And I've really enjoyed everything that he's been leading, but also working alongside him. It's really nice to be able to work with friends when you get on. And also, it's not always easy to be, even if you are friends, to be leading retreats and things together. And it's just felt really, really smooth, really, really enjoyable, actually. Every time I see his face on the screen, I have a sort of smile in my heart. And I love the way he leads his mantras as well. And doing the rituals and call and response, you know, has been a delight for me. So thank you very much, Paramananda. I also want to thank everybody who's come on the retreat and who's created this. We kind of co-created this retreat community, really. And without any of you, it would not have been the same. You know, this particular group of people coming together, and it's felt like you've all been really engaged. And I know some people have been working and had other commitments, not been able to come to every single session, but it's felt like when you're here, you're really here. And going deeper, and even if it's challenging, you're staying around, and some of you have been sharing some really quite profound stuff and asking some really interesting questions that have certainly got me thinking and reflecting deeper. And I think the fact that we've had such a, it's felt like quite an intensity in the meditations, and I also felt in the rituals actually. So thank you very much for being here and practicing. Okay, I think that's all I'm going to say there.
Oh, I bet I should say something. I'm not feeling. It's been quite interesting for me in a way, because the last couple of days I felt quite quiet in myself. I don't quite know what to say. So I've enjoyed doing it. I've enjoyed being part of the retreat. Very much enjoyed working with Bodhi Leela and Pranyanita. I know there's a lot of work that goes into it behind the scenes that I'm not really involved in. I just kind of turn up and do what I do. I'm usually going away a lot on the train. I haven't been doing that the last year or so. So these Zoom retreats have been quite important to me personally, just to give some kind of structure and engagement with dharmic activity in a way. So I very much appreciate you all coming along and participating. And as Bodhi Leela said, it seemed very, you know, it seemed to sort of just happen, really, didn't it? From my point of view, anyway, it just sort of happened. So it's been a good week, and I'm glad, I'm very happy that I can do this work. So thank you all. I will just say, I do a class every Sunday morning from 10:30 to 1:00. So if you want to come along tomorrow morning, you're very welcome. Find it on the West London website, the Meditation Club. And at the moment that runs every Sunday. So do feel free to come along. So lots of love to you all.
Yes, and he also leads a shorter class on us Thursday evening, 7 till 8:30, you call meditation space if you want. And we seem to kind of be moving into a little bit of what next. I'm just going to flag up a few things that we're doing before we move into the ending ritual. So, if you've enjoyed being on this retreat, well, do come on the third of the series, which is called The Mandala of the Heart. And that's going to be very similar format to this. And that's from the 25th to the 31st of July. That's another online retreat. If you want to go on retreat before that, and if you've been enjoying all the sort of the ritual and the mantra chanting and the more archetypal imaginative realm, Pranyanita and I are going to be doing a retreat dedicated to Omega Siddhi and exploring themes related to him, which we're calling To Boldly Go. And yes, it'd be lovely to see you there. That's just a weekend. And it won't be as intense meditation because there'll be, you know, talks, ritual, whatever, and there's not so much time, but it'll be, I think it'll be great.
What was the date for that, please, Bodhilila?
Sorry, what?
Did you say the date?
I didn't, actually. Good point. 11th to the 13th of June, so it starts on a Friday evening and finishes on the Sunday. And yeah, if you sign up to our newsletter, you'll hear everything that's happening. And there may be some of our regular stuff you might just want to pop in and out of. So if you like doing unled meditations in the morning, we have a weekly, every weekdays, Monday to Friday from 7 o'clock, we have an unled sit, you know, similar to what we do. There's maybe a reading and somebody ringing the bells. If you want to just pop in and have a lunchtime meditation that I might be leading, I often do them on Wednesdays and Fridays, and if I'm not, someone else will. And again, if you're interested in Imoga City, he's going to be the theme that we're going a deep dive into as we're starting a new year on Buddha Day, dedicated to Imoga City, and I and some other people will be leading a whole series of Dharma nights sort of from the week after next until the end of June. And if you are interested in another great meditation teacher, we've got Vajradhaka leading Dharma Night. And our Dharma Nights are on Tuesdays, 7 till 9, online. So anyway, just a hope, some things that you might be interested in, but it'd be really great to see you on the Matter of the Heart. In July, yes. Okay. So, slight change of gear. We're going to have a very simple ending ritual. So we're going to do the Green Tara Mantra in call and response again. And Paramanda, would you be happy to call it for us?
Oh yeah, sure.
And then when that finishes, we'll just have a few minutes of just sitting. And while we're doing just sitting, I'm just going to read a poem. Maybe a bit of just sitting after it to allow it to be absorbed, and then we'll just finish with Transference of Merit. And that will be our ritual. So if you just want to get yourselves comfortable and moving out. I don't think you've got time for 108, Paramananda, but you could maybe do about 10 minutes.
I can maybe do 108. I'll cut it down to half then. We've got time for half?
Let's go for it, yeah.
Half 54, roughly speaking, that's in the middle. Okay, all right. Or you can just ring the bell when you have had enough. I don't mind. What you did last time.
Well, we'll go for 54, but if it looks like we're going to run out of time for everything else, then I'll ring the bell.
Yeah, okay. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Eswaha.
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 Om Tare tare tu tare tu swaha.
Om 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 tare tu tare tu tare tu swaha.
Om 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 tare tu tare tu swaha. Om tare tu tare tu swaha. All beings, from the very beginning, are Buddhas. It is like water and ice. Apart from water, no ice. Outside living beings, no Buddhas. Not knowing it is near, they seek it afar. What a pity. It is like one in the water who cries out for thirst. It is like the child of a rich house who has strayed away amongst the poor. The cause of our circling through the six worlds is that we are on the dark paths of ignorance. Dark path upon dark path treading. When shall we escape from birth and death? The Zen meditation of the Mahayana is beyond all our praise. Giving and morality and the other perfections, taking of the name, repentance, discipline, all the many right actions, all come back to the practice of meditation. By the merit of one single sitting, one destroys innumerable accumulated sins. How should there be wrong paths for us? The Pure Land Paradise is not far. When in reverence this truth is heard even once, one who praises it and gladly embraces it has merit without end. How much more one who turns within and confirms directly their own nature, that their own nature is no nature, such as transcended vain words. The gate opens, and cause and effect are one. Straight one's the way, not two, not three. Taking as form, the form of no form. Going or returning, one is ever at home. Taking as thought, the thought of no thought. Singing and dancing, all is the voice of truth. Wide is the heaven of boundless samadhi, radiant the full moon of the fourfold wisdom. What remains to be sought? Nirvana is clear before us. This very place, the lotus paradise. This very body, the Buddha. Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
am I acting thus?
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
So that marks the end of this retreat. Thank you all so much for coming and participating. And just, I suppose, just a reminder to take care as you leave the retreat. I think what's come up from what people have been saying is it has been a challenging, a strong retreat. People have got into deep states, spacious states. And some of you have been carrying on your everyday life, but even so, it's still been quite an intense experience that's just ending, and then you're going back into other activities in your everyday life. And if this had been an in-person retreat, you would at least have the journey as a sort of transition. Whereas now it's just, you know, you log out. of this space, you leave this space, you might not even log out of your device, you might immediately be looking at something else. So I would suggest, if you can, actually do log out. Give yourself some space, some time this evening and over the next few days. Take care of yourself. You might be a bit more tender, a little bit more vulnerable, open than you were before. And people around you that you may encounter have not been on retreat. So just being aware of that and taking care.
Thank you.
Yeah, hope to see you again.